boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Oops, sorry, honey. Did I prematurely push that button?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my butt. You know you did.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I can see it's going to be one of those nights. Well, welcome, everyone. They're starting to file in, so grab a seat, pop a top, whatever it is, and relax. Let's talk some fishing tonight. We got a lot of upcoming events to cover, so I'll give everybody a chance to file in before we start going through the rundown tonight. No special guests. We're just going to take it easy breezy, everyone.
Can I push a button now?
We do have a lot to cover tonight, so...
Can I push a button now?
Oh, good heavens. Yeah, push a button. Honey. You should have held off on that. There's nobody here.
Special request just for Joe.
See, you wasted that one.
Oh, there'll be more here. I'll do it again.
All right. Well, where's everybody at? Joe said, oh, I see how it is. Wasted. Everybody's coming in here, so welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. If you're downloading this on podcast, we thank you for that also. Remember, guests, well, we don't have any guests yet, but you can log in with your Facebook account and Twitter. Everybody we got so far has got their names up over there in the chat room. We got Dave Sanders. Welcome, Dave. Engine 53. Kevin, what's going on? Joe, Tommy V. We got Garth, and we just found out tonight Garth is coming from the great state of Texas all the way to Virginia for the boondoggle. And we're looking forward to having you here, Garth. We're going to talk about the boondoggle tonight. So looking forward to that event coming up. It's coming up quick now. It seemed like a long time ago when we talked about having the boondoggle here in Virginia Beach, and now it's creeping up on us really fast. So, Andy, what's going on, Andy? Thanks for tuning in. I haven't said it enough. Congratulations on your recent marriage. Very cool.
Here, let's see if I can. How about if I have a button for that? Let's see. What kind of button?
These kids. These kids. Oh, good to God.
Oh, here they are. This is for Andy. Congratulations!
Sound of the handcuffs closing. Very cool. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to get going here. Everybody's still showing up, so you guys are just going to have to fill them in on the cliff notes later on so we can cover everything tonight. But if anybody has anything they'd like to share with us, you're always welcome to call in at 714-816-4727. Got any fishing stories to share, anything in your neck of the woods you'd like to let the listeners know about, upcoming tournaments or events, give us a call. Or you could throw it up here in the chat room if you're in the chat room currently. So, but let us know what you got. Like I said, it's we have a lot of local people that sit in on the chat room, but the show goes out on the web and podcast, so your event will be heard somewhere, somehow, by somebody. Plus, it can be carried with the other nights of the week. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night to Mark Wheeler, the landing crew. Thursday, Chip Gibson. We call him the Godfather because he's the one who started this whole crazy kayak fishing radio thing. And then our Monday night host, Redfish Chuck, down in Florida, who's also making the trek up here to Virginia Beach for the boondoggle, along with Chip Gibson from Thursday. But of course, Chip would be here. More people filing in. We've all showed up so far. We got, hey, it's the other Tom, so we got the full Tom field tonight.
Geez.
Yeah, you got all your double.
It sounds like some sort of withdrawal of some sort.
Gator Dave. Gator Dave's in the house, everyone. Gator Dave is in the house. Very cool. All right, everybody. Well, thanks a lot. Welcome. Let's get this thing underway. So what do we got coming up first? Oh, first off, I'm going to put this link up on the chat room. And the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards have started again for the second year, I believe it is now. This year, Chris and I will not be able to participate in either being nominees or make nominations because we are members now of the radio show. But basically, there's a whole bunch of groups and categories for you to make nominations from, everything from top kayak guides to products to kayak stores. So if you go to the link I just put up on the chat room, and the link is, for those who podcasted, is www.surveymonkey, don't ask me, .com/S/2012choice. So anyway,
of course, you know, if you don't know who you should nominate, you can always send Mark and I a message, and we can tell you who we think should be nominated. Can we say that? Probably
well,
not.
You just
no.
did. Yeah,
no,
you did.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Might not be nice.
Yeah. But anyway, so go check it out. Make your nominees. Like I said, your favorite products, your favorite anglers, your favorite magazines, your favorite fishing forum websites.
Your favorite radio show host.
I don't know.
Oh, no, they can't
category.
Do that either, can they?
No, they can't because it's sponsored by the radio show.
Oh.
So for once, those things you always hear on the radio when they have contests and people that who work for the radio station cannot apply, well, now you've heard the rules and we cannot apply.
We don't get paid. Technically, we should, you know. Okay.
Now, you have to take that up with the boss.
I'm sorry, Joe. We can't vote for you.
Why not? We can vote for Joe. Joe is
no, we can't
the
vote.
Radio. Oh, no, we can't do anything. The listeners can. So anyway, enough about that. That's it.
Okay, I won't
y'all
push
go
any
check
more.
Out.
I'm not pushing any more buttons.
Well, you can push buttons, honey, but I was trying to get this across to everybody so we make sure we get it in. The Kayak Angler's Choice Award. So go follow the link if you choose to play along, and they will take nominations for X amount of weeks, and then the voting will open.
That's actually pretty funny. Tom Matouk just suggested, I think Joe should get voted in as the Gillette-sponsored kayak angler.
See, everybody, this is where I always feel bad for podcasters and people who don't know those people in the chat room.
Joe is
bald.
Joe
is bald.
That's why it's funny.
It's funny now, see. Anyway, all right, well, moving on. So you guys make sure you check that out. And we'll be reminding everyone of it, and so will every other show host throughout the week. So but make sure you go check it out. So we got a lot of tournaments coming up, and it's about that time of the year where tournaments get pretty heavy around here locally, not only kayak tournaments, but fishing tournaments. A little later we'll talk about the tournament that TKAA just participated in, but just some upcoming ones so you can mark your calendar in case you're into doing some tournament fishing. That's where I always go back to if any of our listeners would like to share a tournament or event in their area, please let us know. You don't want to call in or do not want to be in the chat room or whatever, you can always just send us a message and we'll be sure to get your event posted up there. The closest one in our area that's coming up pretty soon now is the Chesapeake Bay Kayak Anglers. That's up in the Northern Bay, the Annapolis area, and that will be from September the 7th through the 9th. You can go to Chesapeake Bay Kayak Anglers. .com to get all the information on that event. I believe this is their second or third year doing that. So that should be a pretty good event up there. We just had a group of our Howe representatives go to that region of the Chesapeake Bay, and they were catching red drum 100 and some miles up the bay away from our neck of the woods. So great striper bite probably be happening right about then. Got a lot of schoolies up in that neck of the woods. So good fishing around that area. And then our local one, the one that has been around now for 8 years, growing and growing every year, It's hard to believe it's 8 years now. Sometimes it feels like it's been forever, and then sometimes it feels like it was just last year we did our first event with 45 anglers. Now last year, what do we have? Almost 250 people participated in the TKA charity tournament. And that will be September 25th. Is that right? Yeah, September 25th. So go check it out, tka.org.
No,
all the information
not.
On that. We're already over
2100.
Yes. Is that the wrong date?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so
28th and the 29th of September.
That's
last
right.
Weekend in September.
You just asked me about that a minute ago for the photographers. Yep, September 28th and 29th. And corrected. So that's the TKA charity tournament. All the proceeds go to Heroes on the Water and Project Healing Waters. Well, last year we raised over $10,000 for the two causes, so we're really looking forward to it again this year. I think the other night we had a board meeting, and I believe Wayne said we're over 140 registered already. I think is what he said. So they're starting to show up now. Everybody waits kind of towards the last minute. I don't know what reason for, but it'll start piling in really quick here soon. So 140 is pretty good already in the middle of October. So everybody go check out DKA.org. And then I believe 2 weeks after our Boondoggle event, the week after our Boondoggle event is the Oak Island Tournament. I'll get you guys some more information as that gets closer, but we're not going to overshadow right now. The big dog, the main thing that we like to talk about here on Kayak Fishing Radio, and that is the Boondoggle. Chris, what the heck is a Boondoggle? Everybody knows.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a Boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
So unless you've been living under a rock, never tuned in to any one of the episodes or nights on Kayak Fishing Radio, by now you should know what a boondoggle is. But just for any new listeners, we'll give you a brief rundown. The boondoggle is an event that we've been, the fourth one. Anyway, they held one earlier this year in Chokoloskee, Florida, and this event will be held in Virginia Beach, Virginia, our backyard. There's no entry fee. There's no tournament. Well, there's a tournament, but we'll get to that in a minute. There's no other thing other than we're all just getting together to fish. We've got people coming from all over the country. We just found out tonight that one of our listeners in the chat room from Dallas, Texas is going to be coming. We've got them from Florida, Georgia, Maine, Massachusetts. But it's going to be a great time. We've got a lot of prizes starting to line up. We've got you got Debbie Vanderheiden doing a cake for us. All of our local listeners know how well Debbie Vanderheiden's cakes are, so that should be worth it right there just to come to have some cake.
Oh God, Debbie's cake is so good.
And we're gonna fish.
It's kind of a toss up. Debbie asked me what kind of flavors, and I thought, well, you know, since it's a large crowd of people, maybe we should go safe, chocolate and vanilla. What do you all think? What kind of cake would you all like to have at the Boondoggle?
Oh, boy.
Looking for input here.
All right, you guys. So anyway, we got Debbie Vanderheiden supplying a cake for our dinner night we're going to have at Salty Seas on Saturday night. Coconut pineapple. Yeah, that was pretty good one. Anyway, so we're going to fish. That's what it's about. It's about fishing the whole weekend long. We're calling First Landing State Park as the headquarters just because that's kind of centrally located in the Virginia Beach City area. Probably do most of the launching and fishing right out of Crab Creek. So you guys can take notes if you're not from around here and start getting the lay of the land. Lynn Haven River Complex is probably where we'll do a lot of the fishing. Inside of there, you'll be able to find everything from that time of year, flounder, red drum, speckled trout, croaker, spot, occasional stripers. The stripers will be more early morning, late night, in the evenings. Once the sun gets up, the striper go deeper, fishing around light lines and the bridges that we have here. And then we also have, for those of you who know, Kayak Kevin and Mr. Rob Choi have signed up to take people out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. Now, with that being said, they would like to know the people who are going to want to go to the Bay Bridge Tunnel with them and kind of just get a feel for how long you've been kayak fishing, what kind of kayak you're going to be using if you take the trip with them, just because sometimes the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel is not for the faint of heart. Not only is there a lot of boat traffic at times out there, but it can also get a little dicey between tide, current, the paddling that you'd have to do to fish around that structure. We'll talk about the car chargers that fished that bridge last weekend in 6 to 7 foot seas at times. But anyway, it can get pretty crappy out there, but at the same time, the fishing can be outstanding out there. So, but like I said, Kevin and Rob, they're going to take people out to the bridge, do some fishing, but they just kind of want to make sure that you got your wits about you before they take you out there. We're not going to, no matter how good the fishing is, we don't want to have anything go wrong. We're going to play this safe. And it's all about fun. So you guys are going to have to get up with Kevin and Rob. They ask that you either email them, contact them through Yak Angler, and just kind of give them a rundown. And they're going to ask you some questions. And just like I said, make sure you're good to go to fish the bridge. But we have plenty of other places to fish here. You don't have to necessarily fish out of Lynn Haven. We have a lot of people who are going to be camping at First Landing State Park. The cabins, if you're not familiar, are on one side of the road. The campsites are on the beach side of the road. So you can literally drag your kayak over to the sand dunes and be in the Chesapeake Bay from your campsite. And you can drive across the street with your car if you're staying in the cabins and then fish the same way, drag it over to dunes, and you're right on the water. We are planning to have one day or probably half a day event with Tidewater Chapter of Howe. That will probably take place in Rudy Inlet, which will be another place in the fall that the fishing starts to get better, not like the summertime fishing that we have in Rudy. Yes, Gator Dave, if you want to camp in my backyard, you better hope it gets a little chilly before then, because right now the mosquitoes will take you and your tent away. So, but yes, you're welcome to camp. We'll find a place for you to sleep, Dave, don't worry. Talking to the chat room is what I'm doing, in case anybody's wondering if I've lost my mind or not. But anyway, so where was I at? Howe event, Rudy Inlet, get some of our local vets together, and the Howe chapter here in Tidewater, and we'll have a little half a day event or so in Rudy with those guys. And then in conjunction with Heroes Underwater, Chip Gibson, our Thursday night host, has thrown out a little fun tournament. Like I said, there's no tournaments, but it's going to be a fun tournament. So before you show up in Virginia Beach, or I guess you could buy one once you get here, rob your kids' Snoopy pole or Barbie pole. I think somebody mentioned the Ronco Pocket Fisherman. We're going to have the biggest fish on the noodle rod. So the little cheap plastic, like I said, Spider-Man, Barbie rod, 2 pound test, whatever they have on them, a little crappie rod.
Wait a minute. You said 2 pound test, so we can't take our Barbie rod and have it pulled out with Power Pro?
That would kind of defeat the purpose, and you'd probably snap the rod.
I just thought, just broaden my odds a little.
I don't know what they come with. It's been a long time since I bought a Snoopy pole, but I would say they're probably no more than 8 pound test on them. I don't know. I think that would be, doesn't really matter what pound test you have on them. But anyway, we're going to have a 50-50 on that. So everybody's going to pay in, and then whatever we have at the end of the day, the winner will get 50% of that, and then the other 50 will go to Tidewater Howe. Somebody just said in the chat room, I'd be amazed how tough those little SpongeBob rods are. Yeah, they probably are pretty tough. Well, we'll find out how good your SpongeBob rod does, Tom, against everybody else. Small rod, any line. That didn't sound too good.
How many people that are in the chat room at this point are planning on attending the boondoggle? Just by playing, yeah.
By show of hands.
Show of hands. Let's see some smiley faces. Okay, there's one. Two. Three. Four.
Tom, you already said that once. We need you guys to go to, though, Chris will put up, can you put up the link to...
You guys need to go to...
yakangler.com/boondoggle And sign up, please.
And sign up.
Hey, Mr. Lee.
Hey, Robert.
We're just trying to get a head count. We need to know because we need to get the food thing arranged. So
right,
we need a head count for who all coming.
And there will be, because we have to make a final head count 2 weeks before the event. So that's 2 weeks before the 6th. That's the weekend of the 25th.
And a weekend before the TK. Am I echoing?
No. I don't think so. Just because it's so nice and we're talking about it. Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about the boondoggle. I got to admit that. And I know you guys hear us talk about it a lot, but all the years of kayak tournament fishing and all, it's going to be nice just to have an event just to fish and get together with the same amount of people, the same like-minded people, but no pressure, just to fish. Rumor control has it that Woody Calloway from Native's coming. I also heard through the grapevine, and don't quote me or say I'm said that he was coming, but for you Jackson kayak fans out there, I believe Mr. Drew Gregory was approached about coming. So we're going to have a lot of big names. Mr. Chad Hoover from Kayak Bass Fishing Hook One and his two TV shows is going to be here. ABF is also silently helping sponsor the event. So we're going to have a lot of good people coming to this event. Like I said earlier, we got people coming from all over the country. You don't have to come for the whole 3 days. You can come for one, two, or come for all 3 days. We want to have as much. I don't think we're going to get much sleep that weekend, but that's okay. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And the week prior to that, the TKA tournament. So if you got some vacation time left, you got to use it up for the October 1 fiscal year ends at your job or something. So come fish the TKA event. Stay all week and fish with us and hit the boondoggle. And then we'll send you home stinking like fish, tired, dirty, and had enough fun in Virginia Beach. If any of you are planning on coming and need any help, too, with anything, accommodations, tackle, what to bring, what not to bring, things like that, we've been saying all along, please contact Chris or myself. Send us a message on Facebook over to First Landing Kayak Fishing Services. Give us a like. Send us a message. Got anything we can help you with before you get here? But there's plenty of tackle shops, plenty of accommodations. You've never been here before. We got enough hotels. We'll definitely have a place for everybody. I believe the campground's probably pretty filled up by now. Donate a night with Joe.
I think we'll pass on that.
I don't know. Here we go again. Poor podcast people don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Can we raffle off a person or a night with a person? Is that legal?
The point of raffling is to make money. I don't know if that would equate to any money being made. Sorry, Joe. I couldn't help myself.
Brad just said, need someone to come over, come cover the shop, and I'll be there.
Well, you got to find somebody, Brad. Come on up. You can find somebody. I know you got employees down there. Just tell them you got to go do some R&D in Virginia Beach. That's what you got to tell them. It's work. Just figure out a way. I'm trying to get the guys from Mirage. Adventure Island guys. We need to get those guys out here and send them out to the Chesapeake Light Tower 15 miles offshore and see if they can go catch us some amberjack or something. Come back in real quick. But anyway, very cool. So please go over there, though, to yakangler.com/boondoggle. And register. Just put in there. All you got to do is say, yes, I'm coming. I'm attending. Just like you do for the Kayak Fishing Radio Show when we send you a request. Just hit, I'm attending. That's all we need to know just to get a head count. We really got to know who's coming just to get this food thing straightened out. Most of all, we need to really know so we can get a... I hate for anybody to show up and there not be enough food. Not that you can't order off the menu, but they're going to cater it for us. And the catering is going to be, they're going to shut the whole restaurant down from, correct me, Chris, what is the time?
6 to 8.
6 to 8, we'll have the restaurant to ourselves. And then after that, they're going to open it up and they have a live band playing. So put up a link, Mark. What do you want a link for, Gator Dave? Just any link? I'll put up a link to,
for
the Yak Angler. I don't know. I'm waiting.
There, you know, there's that awkward silence. While I'm taking that opportunity and push a random...
Boondoggle. Do the boondoggle link, Chris.
Do the boondoggle?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I guess that's what he's asking us for, the boondoggle link.
Boondoggle. 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 What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
All right, there you go, theyakangler.com/boondoggle. If you go over, I put it up on Facebook just recently, and I'll do it again tonight because I actually have the whole link with the boondoggle registration part of it. You'll find it on there, though. It's pretty easy. I believe you also, yeah, registered. Yeah, it's pretty easy. So go in there, log in. Like I said, anybody have any questions tonight, too, while you're in the chat room? Anything you want to ask, by all means. Yeah, we got 22 on Yak Angler, but again, it's just like any other tournament or event. People wait to the last minute. People are trying to get off of work. They had 50-some down in Chokoloskee. It's another goal of ours. I hope we beat that. I think we will beat that because we have a whole lot of kayak anglers around here. We got Mr. Rob DeVore coming up from Florida. I don't know if any of you have ever seen Bad Backcast videos. He's going to be doing filming. We got Bob Choi and Kayak Kevin filming. Mr. Rob Lee there said he's coming, taking pictures and filming. So we'll have enough video documentation of this. So everybody better be on their best behavior. We'll have to do a lot of editing. I got a feeling when they film this group on the water. All right. Well, we're going to be done with the boondoggle for now. And if there's any questions or anything that pops up, we'll address that when we get to it. I don't know what that link is that's up there now. Which airport is it? Norfolk Airport would be the closest. Norfolk International Airport. There's also in Newport News, which isn't that far, 45-minute drive. Sometimes check both flights, though, if anybody's flying in. Sometimes I've heard that Newport News is a little cheaper. We'll find a way to get you down here to Virginia Beach. There's plenty of cars and kayaks. We got a lot of people with more than one boat in their family, so don't feel like you got to drive all the way out here with your kayak and everything. If flying is easier for you in a rental car or something. We can get kayaks to the water. Just kind of get in touch with some of us so we know. There's also a thread over at tka.org. There's a boondoggle thread over there. You can go in there and ask questions locally if you want. Get in touch with us on that, too. But, yeah, Norfolk International is the closest airport. It's like minutes from the water. We can pick you up at the airport and be launching in 45 minutes. All right. Can they fit a kayak in the overhead? Depends on what kind of kayak you have. You could have that one that I saw at the demo day. Oh, where is that thing from? Switzerland or somewhere. Probably seen people made that Swiss Army knife, but the thing's in pieces and they put it together. Gosh, I'll have to find the link for that sometime and put it up on the show. Anyway, I don't know who's seen that. Somebody in here has seen it. Actually, Brad, do you know what I'm talking about? See, look at that. They just said a flight from where Brad is at Sun Jammers is under $400. There you go. That's not too bad, under $400. I don't think. Heck, we were paying $300 round trip just to Jacksonville, Florida. So, very cool. I'm babbling now about you guys getting plane tickets, but I hope everybody can attend. I think it's going to be a great time. If anybody's familiar with the fishing in the area, in the fall is when it really heats up in this, in our neck of the woods here in Virginia Beach. All of our fish are getting ready for the migrate to migrate out of here, so they're feeding, getting their fat content up, ready to haul south and east for the winter. So we usually have a great catch in the fall. All these little reds that we got swimming around here now are going to be getting bigger and bigger, fattening up, so should be pretty good. All right, so this week we got a pretty exciting thing that a lot of us locally are going to be doing with the Tidewater How chapter, and I just wanted to mention it real quick because it's really nice to see things like this when they happen. And this Thursday we're going to be attending a event out in Smithfield, Virginia, on a private compound, I'm going to call it, because it's more than just a lake, it's a compound. It's 70-some acres of lake, I think maybe it's more than that. Plus, it's a petting zoo, farm, I don't know what they call it, it's huge.
Dog
we're going to be
training.
Going out there. What's that?
Dog training. She has dog training. She does agility, all kinds of stuff out there.
Yeah, she's got horses and sheep and, I don't know, ducks and chickens. And that's where the Baja is coming from, where Joe got all googly-eyed when we were out there last time when he saw his long-haired mistress in the corral.
That's okay, Joe. We'll take some pictures for you just for you on Thursday.
Oh, Joe's not going?
No, it appears. I didn't see Joe on the list. I think Joe is missing out on his girlfriend. Their hair should be a lot longer this time since the last time we saw him.
Poor Joe. But anyway, it's the Warriors Welcome, and it's hosted, like I said, out in Smithfield, and I'm not going to run down through all the people and everything because that would take too long, but it's going to be a great event. Spending all day there Thursday, they're going to have vets from all over. I think they said like seven different chapters of different warrior transition unit. And Heroes Underwater, Tidewater chapter is going to be there. Tommy V's in the chat room, so maybe Tom would like to throw in anything that I'm overlooking. But once again, I'm pretty excited to be a part of stuff like that. It's really cool to see all the different organizations come together, get these vets out of their hospital rooms or wherever it is that they're staying and the things they're going through, and get them on the water for a little while and definitely brighten up their day for at least one day. So we're looking forward to that on Thursday. Tommy V says, "Hey, Mark, Danny took care of us. Big thanks to Ocean's East, too." Yeah, good bunch of guys over there. Very cool. So anyway, we're looking forward to that. Next week we'll we will give you guys a little rundown, let you know how the event went. I'll post up some pictures and stuff on First Landing's Facebook page. And we're looking forward to it. Actually, I was trying to find that email here from the lady. I've already forgot where I put it. But, so they're going to have, what did she say here? 78 acres, that's what it was. I knew it was over 70. 23 and 25 acre ponds. They're not really ponds when they get that big to me. That one's pretty big. So anyway, looks
Jay
like a
Brooks,
fun day.
Jay Brooks just posted on Facebook, I believe, on the Double L show that he is off Friday and Saturday of the boondoggle. So repeat, Jay Brooks, and I'm hoping his lovely wife, Allie, is going to be on board for that. Hope to see both of them out for the boondoggle.
Very cool. Yeah, so going back to the Wounded Warrior, the Warrior Welcome this Thursday, it says they're going to have wounded warriors from 7 surrounding states and local wounded service members will enjoy a variety of outdoor sports with instruction and supplies provided by our community sport partners. So, yeah, so it's going to be a good day. So we'll post up some pictures.
Ooh,
and
honey.
Oh, buddy.
I'm going to let him go live. I believe we have Mr. Tommy V with us live and on the air.
Hello. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
All right. Can you guys hear me good out there? Last time I was on, you guys couldn't hear me with a squad of beans, and nobody told me, and I talked for an hour.
It's too much wild turkey.
Yeah.
What's going on, Tom? Talk to us, Goose.
Hey, I wanted to tell you some cool things that are happening in Howe, Heroes on the Water. Joe Messini and I traveled up to the Eastern Shore last Friday to visit a piece of property that has been donated to be used for veterans groups, nonprofit veterans groups, helping wounded warriors and stuff, and hunting and fishing and kayaking and all that. And we were invited by Project Healing Waters. I think everybody knows that they're the big fly fishing group with veterans. But some of the things coming down the road is we're going to be partnering together with Project Healing Waters. Project Healing Waters and Hal is going to be we're going to be doing some exciting things over the next couple of years, at least, I think, not only locally in the Tidewater area, but also on the national level. There's going to be some big things that happen, and that Point Pleasant Farm up there in Maryland is one of them that we're going to be making a couple road trips up there with some vets and do some overnight trips and all that, and we'll be teaming up with the property owners there and Project Healing Waters and getting these guys out away from where they're at and fishing and spending the night. They've got a couple houses up there that they've rehabbed. They sleep eight people each. And it's all completely free for the vets. It's a 1,000-acre piece of land. And they've got a lot of hunting deer and duck and geese and of course, 8.5 miles of pristine shoreline also.
Very cool. So you're not going to tell us any more than we're just going to be waiting for you to tell us what's happening next?
Well, that's one of the things that we're going to be doing. But also, you know, our two organizations are having a lot of talks at a very, very – at the highest level. And, you know, I mean, I'm not privy to all that, but I am privy to know that they are talking and there's a couple of organizations in addition to ours that we're all going to be teaming together to, because we're all trying to help all the same people. We're not in competition against each other. That's one thing that I've learned with the nonprofits since I've been involved with them for a couple of years. And Mark, I think you kind of saw it out there at the ponds in Smithfield when we were out there talking to those folks. I mean, there were four or five other nonprofit organizations, and then we were all just, you know, helping each other. We're all going after the same folks and trying to give them something. We're not competing to say that, you know, this vet group is mine or that vet group is yours or whatever, because, you know, it's just like me or you or anybody else. You know, our interests change at different times in our lives. You know, you might have been a fly fisherman at one time and you want to try kayaking. You might go back to fly fishing, or you might want to just go out and paddle, you know, with like a team river runner or something like that. So,
very cool. Yeah, like-minded people doing a like-minded thing. It's good when we all join together. And you know, being on the chapter leader side here for Tidewater, that it can be a little frustrating as one person, but when you get an army, so to speak, together, it kind of makes it a lot easier for all of you different leaders and chapter leaders and whatnot. If you guys all put heads together and work on it, I'm sure it'll help that a lot too. So.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff. And, you know, those ponds out at Smithfield that you talked about, that's private land. That's another person that's, you know, giving their land up to make sure that the right organizations have access to it at no cost whatsoever. You know, I mean, it's fantastic. This lady out there, she's got, you know, a couple ponds, you know, 20-something acres apiece on top of all the land that she has and all the animals and all that, and she's teamed up with, you know, Don Lancaster, and he's really pushed this thing over the past few years to bring out vets every year. The vets that we're going to have out there, or they're going to have out there this Thursday, you know, are from all over. They're from Portsmouth Naval Medical Center. They're wounded vets that are with other their different commands at the time at the present. There's warrior transition units with the Army. There's civilian-based warrior transition units, which are the reservists, and that's probably the majority of them right there. Camp Pendleton brings these folks in, you know, a couple times a year, and this is the time frame right now that they're coming in, and you know, they're wounded vets, but they're part part-time, you know, they're reservists, so and they're going to come out and kayak fish with us and fly fish and whatever else they have out there. I mean, they got a whole bunch of stuff that, that they're going to be able to do.
Very cool. And I know it's probably not uncommon for anybody here to know about, but real quick, because I got you, we got you on the phone, and thank you for calling in. So if somebody in their area is not sure, what do they do to find out about HAO? Tell them how to find out if they have a chapter locally or if they need to get in touch because they know somebody who maybe could benefit from Heroes on the Water or something, or like-minded organization like that. So how would they find out locally?
The locally in the Tidewater area, we're the Tidewater chapter. There's another chapter in Virginia, the Central Virginia chapter, and they can look both of us up on our Facebook pages. There's also the national website, heroesonthewater.org, real easy. And then Heroes on the Water National also has a Facebook page. So they can go on there, they can get, you know, just post up, you know, a question or whatever, and somebody will answer it, or they can go to the website and look around there, and they'll see on the calendar of events the different chapters, and there's points of contact on that. All they have to do is click on it, and they'll be able to send an email. We've gotten several requests through the national website to the Tidewater chapter, you know, asking, hey, how can I get involved, or how can I get my husband involved, or how can I get my wife involved, or whatever. So that's the easiest way.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and you and I talk about all the time, there's a lot of people out there who aren't aware yet, and there's a lot of our vets, and it doesn't have to be from this war, so to speak, that's going on currently or just happened. It's anybody out there that's sitting at home and maybe doesn't know. So if you listening to us tonight or a podcast of this show know of somebody who maybe could benefit from getting out of the house or out of wherever and getting on the water in a kayak, go to that HAO National website. And like Tom said, look for a chapter in your area or contact anyone. I believe almost every chapter now has a Facebook page, it seems like, too. Is that not right, Tom?
Yeah, that's a lot of them. And we're gonna be making those where everybody's kind of looks the same. So, you know, kind of the same format on each one. But I will urge anybody that's listening, HAO's got a nice little thing going on right now with the T-shirts. Alan Therrington, Fish Deviate, for those that know that name, fantastic artist, graphic artist. I mean, just absolutely, he's done everybody's work. He did a great T-shirt design. We tested it in the Tidewater chapter and I believe the Northeast Florida chapter. Just to test it to see what the response would be, and it was overwhelming. And that's being rolled out to all the chapters now, so if you want to support a chapter in your area, that's a great way to do it. Get a hold of your chapter. They're taking pre-orders. Don't contact the Tidewater chapter or the Northeast Florida chapter if you live in South Carolina because there's chapters there or wherever. But if you don't have a chapter in your area, get a hold of the national. They'll tell you how you can go about ordering a T-shirt. But we're really trying to drum it up for the local chapter and give them a way to not only get a nice base of supporters, but also, you know, a little bit of camaraderie there also.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this Thursday. So we should have a lot of fun up there. I thank you, Tom. I really do. I thank you for stepping up locally and doing that, and everybody who volunteers with that. If you've never done it, look for that chapter too. Like Tom was saying, you can find a chapter in your area and go out and volunteer for the day. We should do it. I think you definitely you'd be glad you did.
Yeah, you really will. I mean, it's really cool. I appreciate the kind words, Mark. But honestly, it's you know, the folks that are, you know, putting their life on the line for this country that, you know, all of us, you know, do our little bit of thing, going fishing with them. But, you know, it's funny that all the volunteers, one by one, we're all standing around talking and we're all saying, wow, we really look forward to this next HAO event because, you know, it's therapy for us too, away from our job or whatever, you know, or weeding the front flower bed. I don't want to weed the front flower bed, so I go fishing. But, you know, we all look forward to that next thing of going out fishing with all our buds and the new friends that we're meeting with these vets. I mean, we've got guys that are coming out every single time, and they won't miss it for the world. And, you know, you know, some of them are actually turning into volunteers rather than to the vet that we're taking out supporting, because honestly, they got taught so well by guys like you and Mark Lozier and Corey Ruth and William and some of the other guys and Forrest and stuff, and damn it, they're out fishing us. So we don't consider them a participant anymore. We consider them the volunteer because they're out fishing us. So, but it's all good. It's a good time.
That's right. Very good.
So maybe you can start teaching us, Mark. I mean, geez, come on. Did you see the picture of the croaker I posted the other day? That big 6 3/4 inch croaker? Wasn't that a gigantic?
We had to zoom in on it. We pulled it up on the big Mac screen to zoom in on it. But yeah, we saw that croaker, Tom. You did a good job.
Yeah, you zoomed in on it.
My perfect measuring board doesn't even measure anything under 10 inches, so that was quite impressive.
Never mind. I'm not going to say why. If you look real close at that fish, I think he's got a little grin on his face. Like, seriously, dude? It was funny because Joe and I were out paddling around that peninsula up there, that 1,000-acre peninsula. We were kind of hugging the shore just to see what was there. We were throwing a bunch of different things, but we didn't have any cut bait or anything like that. You know, we didn't stop by a place and buy any. We just didn't have time. And there was a vet that showed up there, and he had a kayak with him. He had a pretty new Malibu. But he goes out there and he anchors and Joe and I come back in.
Looking at that picture, Tom, you clearly just told a fifth. That sucker is not even 6 1/2. 6 3/4, that's really, I don't know where you see 6 3/4.
Yeah,
well, he apparently put the picture up.
Yes,
you should have seen the little spot that I hooked in the gill plate. It was even smaller than that.
Chris, stop.
this vet was staying out there after Joe and I came in, and I said, Joe, that guy's catching fish. I'm going to tell you that right now. He's staying out there for a reason because the wind was really starting to whip and stuff. So he comes in and he says, hey, Tom, Joe, you guys catch anything? I said, yeah, we caught a little bit here and there. Well, damn it, he had pictures. He had redfish. He had croaker. I mean, he said his croaker was so big you couldn't put your hands around them. They were so big. And then the redfish, you know, they were under slot, but they were still, you know, probably a little bit bigger than the little rat ones that we've been catching around here. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, they're 130 miles away from the Atlantic Ocean way up there. So, and, you know, the oxygen level in the water was low, according to all the guides that we talked to and everything, and that's why none of the big fish were in. But he was definitely doing it. So when we go back, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm bringing a truckload of squid, that's for sure.
So what was he catching his fish on, Tom? I thought you said they were fly fishing. Did they have squid on their flies?
No, they were fly fishing from the bank. There was a fly group there on top of Project Healing Waters, but there's another fly group. I can't remember if they were from Baltimore or where they were from, but they came in and brought all their gear, and they were helping, you know, all the vets that showed up, because there were quite a few vets that showed up. I mean, they bust them in. It was a good time. They had a huge tent and a big cookout that Friday night, and then that Saturday, we weren't there. We left, but they were all going out on boats and they were fly fishing for Striper. That it was the Stars and Stripes, Stars and Strikers tournament or something. But
Joe just quoted saltwater fly fishermen of Delaware.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. So,
you're going to have to bring Joe along more often. He works out apparently as a secretary rather well.
Taking Tom's notes.
Hey, somebody was asking about how much money goes to each vet and all that. I don't have that data in front of me, but I can tell you right now that all of our chapters are 100% volunteer. We don't get paid for anything, and we wouldn't take a dime from it anyways. But national level, of course, you know, we got full-time employees up there, employee up there, our national director, executive director, is a staff member. But, you know, from what I understand, everybody else, you know, all the chapters are, and especially the Tidewater chapter, is all volunteers and stuff. So, you know, when you give a dollar to Howe, you know, it's going to for us to buy our tackle or buy our rods and reels or buying some PFDs or and or that, you know, whatever, or, you know, set up for a weekend, taking people somewhere for a weekend. It's going directly to the vets, you know. It's you know, there's other costs involved too. There's storage and all that kind of stuff. And you know, those things are the lunches, and you know, we buy lunch at every outing that we have. So those are where the dollars are going. You know, it's definitely a good cause. That's for sure.
All right, we're gonna ask you this question because Joe's asked twice, and then we're gonna wrap it up there. He wants us to ask you about the tackle story you stopped at, I guess.
Oh my God! Can I do it without cussing? That's the thing. I swear.
You're gonna have to
get a button ready.
I know. It was so funny. You know, we decided we were the place. Point Pleasant Farm is east of east. I believe it's Easton, Maryland, and up in the St. Michael's area. And so, anyways, when we checked out of our hotel, you know, we had some things going on back home. I had to get home quick. And but I forgot all about check. We wanted to check the tackle shops in the area and just talk to them and get another perspective from the guides that we talked to. Maybe there were some flats guys or something at the tackle shop that knew a little more about the flats. But completely forgot about it. So we're driving down the road probably 20 minutes or so, and I mentioned it, and Joe says, well, we're sitting at a light. He said, well, there's a tackle shop right there. So we go in there. There's one guy in there. I started asking him, you know, hey, you know, I tell him, you know, we're here on the water. We bring vets out. And he's kind of got that look on his face. Oh, my God, he's going to ask me for something free. And, of course, I didn't. You know, I told him, I said, look, I'm not going to ask you. I'm not looking for a donation or anything like that. All I want is some information on the fishery around here. And so it was so funny because, oh, man, what a jerk. But anyways, He says, I started asking about the salinity of the water because the guides the night before had told us, you know, this time of year the salinity of the water is high, you know, the oxygen level is low, you'll have bait fish in, but you won't have any bigger ones. When the fall comes, you get a little more rain, salinity level drops, oxygen level comes up, and the bigger fish start coming back into the shallow areas. Made perfect sense to me. And so anyways, when this guy got kind of all cocky with me and everything and had that expression on his face, I said, well, let me just test this guy. So I said something about salinity level. He looks at me and says, you're asking awful technical questions for 7 o'clock in the morning. So anyways, I like, really? I said, okay. I said, and I asked a couple other questions, and he says, I said, well, how big a fish are you catching around here? And he said, well, you can catch little ones or you can catch big ones. Obviously, he's not going to tell me a lot, right? He had a lot of stock in that place, let me tell you. It didn't look like anything had been taken off a rack in months. But so then he said, well, you know, you can get those questions answered by going up on DNR. And, you know, I'm 52 years old. I'm way overweight and everything. DNR to me means do not resuscitate, okay? You know, I'm like, DNR? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, what the heck is DNR? He says, you don't know what DNR means? You know, of course, it's Department of Natural Resources.
You're the idiot.
Right. So I'm the idiot. And so I looked at him and I said, well, not at 7:30 in the morning I don't. So Joe and I decide to leave. We're driving down the road. He's yelling, you know, in his Boston accent, which really sounds New York to me. But, you know, he calms down. Probably 20, 30 minutes later, I start up. So it was a good time. You know, if anybody knows Joe Messini, you know it's a good time that you're going to have with him. You know, that's the word on the street, at least. So,
Well, here's the thing. From being a longtime tackle shop manager and employee, the first way to get the best answers out of a tackle shop is to walk up to the counter with a couple things in your hand.
Money.
You're buying something. Yes.
Right.
Once you buy something, then you've cut the edge. But If I had a dollar for every guy that came in a tackle shop and wanted to know when, where, how, and what to use, and then turn around and leave and not buy something. So.
Well, Joe had stuff in his hands. He was coming around. He was going to buy a book. And later on he said, you know, that book, I'd been looking for that book. They didn't have it back home. And he says, I don't think that guy could have given me that book at that point. But it was pretty funny. You're asking pretty technical questions for 7 a.m. It's like Joe said, you know, 7 a.m. is not early in a tackle shop. You know?
No, not at all, no. We've been there for 3 hours. Yeah, I've been at work for 3 hours by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but we laughed so hard. We laughed so hard. Because I told the guy, I said, look, I told him we were a nonprofit. We bring vets up to go fishing. We just want to know something about the fishery. We're going to be coming up, you know. But, you know, to each their own, you know, maybe he had a bad night, whatever. Maybe he'd been there for 3 hours and we were the first people he saw. So, and like you said, maybe we didn't have anything in our hands. So.
Didn't buy any wild turkey.
No wild turkey. Hey, we did see wild turkey on that property. We saw four wild turkeys. They've got like 400 head of deer on there. We saw wild turkey. We saw horse flies that, honest to God, if you would have got out of your truck, you probably would have been killed by them. There were gazillions of them. I mean, there were so many. I mean, it was really strange. But, yeah, they've got dry duck ponds that they either flood or they get rained in and flood up in the fall and winter. Handicapped duck blinds, deer stands, everything. I mean, it's one heck of a property, that's for sure. 1,000 acres. 1,000 acres. Awesome.
Very cool.
Mark and Chris, thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for calling in. We got a couple more things, and we're going to wrap this up. So thanks, Tom, for calling. We look forward to hearing more about the future events with Heroes Underwater and Project Healing Waters.
Yeah, and we'll see you Thursday. Thank you both for your support.
No, thank you.
All right.
Well, I totally blew past this. And I feel bad now. Well, I don't feel bad because I'm getting to it. But every week, the fine people from Get Outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina, and Philip Rucker give us our North Carolina fishing report. And I just blew right by, so I'm going to get in our NC fishing report. So what Philip sent us this week, he says the Pamlico Sound is the main story. There will be, through September, Citation Clash Red Drum up to 50 inches. Fishing the drops along the shoal on changing tides has been real productive. So be prepared and not surprised if you're targeting specks of flounder and end up with a toad red on your line. Then in the Neuse River, there has been some isolated fish kills, mainly northwest of New Bern down to Minnesota Beach. Most of the fish affected are juvenile game fish, and big fish are susceptible to low oxygen levels. Sounds like what Tom was just talking about up in the Northern Bay, like Menhaden, he says. No live fish harvesting warnings have been issued at this point. And sheep's head from 8 to 10 pounds are in Moorhead and Beaufort area. Along the port wall, slot red action is picking up well around the marshes along with a decent speck bite for this time of year. Philip and everybody at Get Outdoors would also like to thank everyone who attended their last demo day they had. Said it was hundreds of visitors and kept us all busy all day long. So thank you for anybody who listening might have attended that demo day. And thank you, Philip Ruckert and Get Outdoors, for the North Carolina Fishing Report. And along with that, I wanted to finish up tonight by throwing a big shout out to our local kayak fishing club. Last week I talked about all of us were going to be fishing in a charity tournament we've had here for, I don't know, I think it's 10 years now plus. CCA used to do it, and now the Catching for Kids local organization has been running that tournament. So we as the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Club have been participating in it for about 4 or 5 years now. We're the only kayak anglers club that participate in it. And we all got a smack in the face this weekend when the weatherman told us it was going to be a light and variable weekend of winds. It was rough as it could be out there. The light and variable turned into 25 plus. It was a pretty rough day out there fishing. for anybody in a boat, and especially for anyone in a kayak. But DPKAA definitely held strong, and when the night was all done, we came in third place. Now, mind you, like I said, that seven clubs, all of them, except for us, were fishing out of boats, and our club came in to the total with a third-place finish. Our best finish so far, and I'm pretty proud of everybody at PKA and proud to be a part of that. We had guys all over fishing different species. Our bridge tunnel team just goes in hand with what I was saying earlier about that bridge can turn nasty on you. Those guys were bailing water out of their kayak all day. They said there was times where the seas were up to 6 foot, but they didn't quit. We showed up with two Citation sheep's head. We had tons of spade fish. It was a great day. It was rough out there. Chris and I, we got blown all over Pocosin. It was tough. It was really tough. But we stood our ground. We all fished hard all day. So, like I said, I'm pretty proud of PKA. It was awesome to show up like that and then to put it into a third-place finish. It's pretty cool. It's always nice at the end of the night when we place well like that to listen to all the grumbling from the other. How many damn kayakers did you hear in the background, Chris?
A lot. A lot. Yep. Now, also, on the same token, there were a couple of boaters that came up. Two gentlemen that own Hobie wanted to know how to get a hold of TKA and what can they do to join. And matter of fact, one of his friends, Vet, was asking, you know, so I told him about how. So it's, you know, with quite a few people asking questions about the kayaks. And although I did hear quite a few, you know, some of the boaters did see the teams out at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and they did comment, crazy, crazy. We saw them hugged all up on that shoreline hanging on. They said some of the boaters said the kayakers looked like they were hanging on to the piling. So I think on their part, we got a lot of respect from them. On my part, I would like to say, I'm almost ashamed to say, this is my third year fishing it, and this was the first time in the 3 years that I fished it, I did not bring a fish to weigh in. Not for a lack of catching fish. I was catching a lot of fish, interesting fish. You know, puffer fish, they were nonetheless. Undersized reds, it doesn't make a difference. They were nonetheless. So I finally catch a spot. However, that sucker was so darn little, I ended up putting it under my cork. First time ever I fished with live bait. Croaker, catch a croaker. However, call over to the other team. They already had one that was bigger than mine. I did not bring one single fish to weigh, and it was truly shameful on my part.
Was it shameful? We all did our part, everybody as a team, and that's where we came out. We had great support. Like I said, I've always said it, as long as we don't come in last place, I'm pretty happy. Bunch of kayakers against a whole bunch of boaters. So just a point, you know, these kayaks, I remember years ago when we started Kayak Kevin's in the chat room now, I remember all the times, you fish out of that? Well, we don't hear that much anymore. So, but I remember back in the day going to the little local fishing seminars and clubs with our kayaks and TKA and setting up at the CCA fishing events, and people would laugh. And, I can't believe you go fishing out of a kayak. Well, they figured it out now. So we got some respect last weekend, that's for sure. So, but with that being said, in the end, it was all for a cause. It was all for charity, and that's what really mattered. And they raised a lot of money for Toys for Tots for all the kids. That's what the big picture was there. But definitely was very cool. And like I said, proud to be a member. So with that, don't forget, go register for the boondoggle. We got to get the head count up there. We really need to know who's coming. And if you're thinking about doing the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, after I just got done telling you about fishing in 6 to 7 foot seas, but that'll definitely get your pucker factor up. But definitely... definitely get up with either Kayak Kevin or Rob Choi so you can get the rundown on what you need to be doing to be fishing the bridge tunnel that time of the year. Sign up. Let us know if there's anything we can do to help you, help yourself by coming here. We'll be more than happy to give you all the information we can. Like I said, from accommodations to tackle you should be bringing and shouldn't be bringing, and launch sites. I'm going to put up a Google map on the, what do they want us to do that? On the Yak Angler also. Launches. Yeah, on yakangler.com, we're going to put up a Google map pinpointing some of the launches and some of the fishing grounds. I'm not going to put them all on there. You might have to find some of those on your own. But anyway, so we're going to get out of here, let you guys get on with your Tuesday night. Don't forget, tomorrow night, tune in. Mark Wheeler, 8 o'clock. Then Thursday, the Godfather, Chip Gibson. And bring it all back around to Monday for Redfish Chuck on Kayak Fishing Radio. We really appreciate you guys. Thank all of our sponsors, Native Watercraft, Mirror Lures, Marshworks. Like I said earlier, if you're not friends with us on our First Landing Kayak Fishing Facebook page, go give us a like. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. If there's anything we can share for you on our show, drop us a line. Be glad to put your event on here. And that's about all I got. Plan your fish. Fish your plan. Chris?
Hey, remember, I'm looking for donations for the Boondoggle Raffle, specifically for women's and children's items. So if you have anything you'd like to donate, by all means, send me a message. Otherwise than that, people, remember, it's hot out there. Safety, safety, safety. And here in Virginia, for the record, don't trust the weatherman. Double check the wind. Take your children fishing.
I said at least add 10 to 15 to whatever the wind says.
Whatever the Virginia weatherman tells you, add 5 to 10 to it. So remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation angler. Tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing.